Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King has helped many people. He mainly helped with segregation. Martin Luther King is famous for his I Have a Dream speech, which was pretty much over uniting people. He wanted everyone to be equal. But most people don't know the struggles that he had with doing his life during his life. Three challenges Martin Luther King Jr. faced in the battle for equal rights included the opposition of good white people to his tactics, his realization that the only way to win civil rights was to proceed nonviolently and push back against his plan. In the late 1960s, to unite black people and white people in a war on poverty. Challenges Martin Luther Jr. faced included that he just really wanted everyone to just live, not to fight constantly. He got arrested. He did all these things. He's had death threats on him. King pushed back against critics of his methods in Birmingham. He led black people in protest marches and boycotts against racial segregation in that city. After he was jailed for his activities, he learned that a group of 8 white clergymen had sent a letter to the newspaper saying he had gone too far. King knew he had to stop his dissent from people Birmingham who were supposed to be on his side. So he sent his letter from Birmingham City Jail explaining that nothing would be accomplished without disruptive but nonviolent action. King also had the problem of needing white support to get civil rights legislation passed in the United States. Because the country was predominantly white and white people held most of the power, he realized that any whiff of black violence would provide the pretext for white people to crush his movement. Therefore, he trained his followers and Gandhi's techniques of nonviolence and was continually challenged to find ways to protest that were disruptive without spilling over into violence. His nonviolent approach was controversial, but ultimately effective. Finally, King faced oppositions when in the late 1960s he tried to unify poor black people and poor white people together in solidarity and spoke out to oppose the Vietnam War in the end. His message was more than some could take, and he was assassinated in 1968. So pretty much, he struggled, and not only did he struggle, but he got killed for doing something that was right. He wanted everyone to be so equal, and he cared about it so much that he died for fighting for equal rights. So we're going to talk about his I Have a Dream speech now. in Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. He pretty much said that he just wanted everyone equal. He fought for that his whole life. He wished that everyone would unite, live happy lives, wouldn't have to live in fear of what will happen tomorrow. He wanted everyone to drink out of the same water fountain. He wanted everyone to go to school. He wanted our next door neighbors, doesn't matter what the color of their skin was, just for them to, live and be kind to each other. Thank you.